I'm sitting having tea in the Maryborough House Hotel here in Cork in Ireland, and sitting opposite me is David Creedon, who is a photographer of some renown and some ability, I can tell you. And I have wrapped up in a parcel 10 signed prints that David has kindly donated to a fundraising effort to raise money for medical supplies to Syrian refugees. And the photograph, David, I just want to talk about the picture and get a little bit of the story of the photograph. First of all, what does the photograph show? What's it a photograph of?
The photograph is an interior of a building with steps which look in very shabby condition but are constantly used by traffic into this apartment building. Sitting on the steps is a dog looking out the door, and he's caught lovely in the light. And the photograph was taken in Havana, Cuba, in January 2013. The photograph was totally serendipitous, in the sense not it was meant to be a portrait shot of a resident of one of the apartments in the building. And as I was setting up, this dog came in barking and running all over the place, and then ran up the stairs and just posed perfectly on one of the steps, and I managed to just to get three frames off before he moved. And this was the only one, because there were slow shutter speeds of maybe half a second, this photograph is of one where he's perfectly still and the only one. But the light in it is beautiful, and it's kind of very Rembrandt type lighting. And in the background there are electricity meters just hanging on the wall, and embossed on the back of the wall is the words Tato or Toto, maybe after the dog in The Wizard of Oz.
That is very poetic. That is. So this was taken in Cuba. Now, the stairs, I'm really surprised that you're actually telling me that the stairs are in constant use, because they're curled stairs, they're beautiful, except they are missing one thing. They're missing a banister, a railing of any description, which would scare me. And they seem to go up quite high.
They do. They go up right around the building, maybe up to the third or fourth floor. And even though they're slightly shaky, they're in constant use, and even when I was going up there, I had to be careful, you know, because I was kind of nervous on them.
And did you get the photograph, the portrait that you were looking to take as well?
I did do a portrait, but I preferred this one. I preferred the dog. I didn't use the portrait. I just left it aside. This was way, way better.
It is a beautiful print. So there we are. That is the story of the print that we're going to be selling to raise funds for medical supplies for Syrian refugees by David Creedon. I have 10 signed copies, and there will be information on the documentaryphotographer.net and various other channels as well about how you could get your copy. And if you love your photography, this is a phenomenal opportunity to own an original photograph by David. If you are anyway a dog person, you will want this photograph. I can tell you this is, as David said, a Rembrandt photograph of this beautiful, beautiful scene of a dog sitting on some stairs. I'll just sign off by saying, David, thank you so much for donating this photograph. Where can people find out more about you? Where can people see more of your work?
On my website, www.davidcreedon.com.
So that's www.davidcreedon.com. Well worth checking out. You will see some amazing work. David, thank you so much.
No problem.